Watch, prom dress theft leads to body slamming gas station brawl. By Katherine Hamilton on March 13, 2025. The sale of a prom dress turned into a heist and a dust-up at a Georgia gas station. With the 18-year-old seller flipping and body slamming the alleged thief after being put in a chokehold. The scuffle ensued at a racetrack gas station in Gwinnett County, where the 18-year-old met her now former friend Morgan Flinkham, 20, to sell her the prom dress on February 26, the New York Post reported. While the dress belonged to Flinkham, the seller's mother had helped pay for it and Flinkham wanted to purchase it outright, the police report details. The seller met Flinkham at the gas station, and Flinkham asked if she could try the dress on in the bathroom. But when the pair were inside the bathroom, another friend of Flinkham's was waiting there and snatched the dress from her and ran off, according to the report. The seller chased after the alleged prom dress thief. But once she caught up to her, a fight broke out and shifted toward the gas pumps. The seller's boyfriend was able to grab the prom dress from one of the perpetrators, but the fight continued to escalate. Watch. A surveillance camera captured the brawl between the seller, her boyfriend, and the alleged dress thieves. At one point during the fight, one of the alleged thieves puts the seller in a chokehold from behind, but she was able to flip her attacker over her back and slam her onto the ground. Gwinnett County Police responded to the scene of the fight and watched the surveillance footage, which led to the arrests of Flinkham, Kaylee George, and Lelia DeJager. All three turned themselves in, according to police. Flinkham and DeJager are facing charges for battery and theft by taking, and George is facing a theft by taking charge, according to the report. I would say it's not normally something we have to investigate. An argument over a prom dress, Corporal Juan Medito told Fox 5 Atlanta. The Gwinnett County Police said the incident is an example of why people should make person-to-person sales in safe, public places with cameras. Here in Gwinnett County, all of our police precincts, including our headquarters here, have designated e-commerce parking, Medito said. We invite any citizen out there, if you're looking to make a transaction, sell any items or purchase an item online, meet that person at one of our designated e-commerce locations.